You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
No filter Friday. We haven't done one in 3 months.
We're exhausted this week.
First one we're going to chat with today is Samantha. Good morning, Samantha. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy show.
Why, good morning. Thank you.
Hi.
So what's on your mind today?
You know, I send my kid to school with a little snack every day. You know, she's in kindergarten, and I usually make sure it's, a, you know, carrots, you know, the healthy little snacks.
Mm-hmm.
But I decided the other day to slip a little Swiss cake roll in there. They would not let her eat it. They told her that, no, you can't have that. It's not a healthy snack. And I'm like, you know what? If I want to load up my kid with some sugar and chemicals,
yeah,
by golly, you shut up and let me do it.
Now shove that Swiss cake roll into her pie hole and move on with your life.
That's what's it, there? Man. You leave my Swiss cake rolls alone.
I don't like this at all.
I'm with you, Samantha.
Exactly.
That's not right.
Maybe I'll drill out some carrots and fill them up with that cream that's inside. That's
Be sneaky about it. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Now, so for the record, though, you say you often send healthy snacks, but this was like a rare occasion or
it was
something?
A treat.
Yeah, just like a one-time thing. She had done something really great, and I was like, here, you get a special snack today. And she was so excited. And then when I picked her up, the first thing she says is, they wouldn't let me eat my snack.
Now, did they take the Swiss cake roll from her?
No, they told her she had to keep it in her backpack because she could eat it at home. Mm. So I think maybe what I'll do is feed it to her first thing in the morning before I take her. That way the sugar high is really kicking in.
I think you should walk her to the front door and let her eat it right in front of the school.
Open it up, lick the cream filling out.
Yeah.
The whole shebang.
You both should eat one in front of the school.
You know what? You cannot tell me that things haven't gotten crazy if schools will not let a child one time eat a Swiss cake roll.
I know. It's a little too 1984 kind of going on.
It is. Did you call and complain or did you say anything?
No, I didn't because I have to cool down first or else I say mean things that I shouldn't say out loud.
Yeah, that's probably a smart move.
Plus, on top of that, you might as well just go and bang your head against a brick wall because you'll have the exact same effect.
Right. Absolutely.
So, exactly. It's not even worth arguing.
We're trying to teach them to eat healthy. Well, if they eat healthy, the 5 hours they're with you and then they go home and they're eating McDonald's and stuff, do you really think you're making an impact?
Well, I mean,
I support,
maybe.
I support in general what they're doing. I just don't support this specific
Especially
case,
if you see your little kid every day with carrot sticks. I mean, it's
exactly.
They see these kids every day.
Let them live
exactly.
a little.
And I don't send junk food. I just normally don't. But,
my
rant.
It's all right. Halloween's coming. You can fill her up with all sorts
of garbage.
Let me ask you something,
Samantha. Do you feel better now that you got this off your chest?
I do. I feel a little better that I've gotten to, because, sometimes you just like to complain and you got to have an audience. And,
well, hey.
You know, my husband.
We were all
my
ears.
He just kind of looks at me and goes, yeah, babe, that's fine, So.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, we gave you an audience of about Yes?
I can tell him, look, you didn't listen to me, but my boys did.
That's right.
All right.
We're your little Swiss cake rolls.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Samantha,
good
have
luck.
A great day, okay?
Thanks. You guys, too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. I don't
we
like
gave
that
her
one
an audience
bit.
Of about a million
so
people.
So many people are mad right now.
Here comes Amanda. Amanda, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy show.
Good morning.
Well, hi.
So glad you called, you little ray of sunshine. What are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
So this weekend's boring. Next weekend, though.
What do you got?
What's
going
on?
Next Friday, I have a friend getting married in Denver. And then the very next day, I have a different friend getting married in New York City.
I thought you said you were going to have a fun weekend. Two weddings.
It's going to be super stressful, but it's going to be so much fun.
Yuck.
So I assume you are getting on a plane and going to New York.
Yes, I am.
Wow.
Well, here's the plan. Here's what you do. Go to the wedding in Denver because you kind of got to. You don't have much of an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
Fly to New York. But tell your friend afterwards, our flight got canceled. It's one of those flights that got canceled. And while you're in New York, you just go out and play. Have the time of your life.
Go to the top of the Statue of Liberty.
And then fly back home and say, oh, our flight got canceled. So sorry.
I don't think you're going to convince her. She sounds really excited about this.
Really?
We're staying with other friends when we get there, though. So, like, they'll know. They'll know that we're there, okay, but not going to the wedding.
Are you in both of these weddings or just attending?
No, just attending.
Oh, okay. What's this costing you?
What's it cost you to go to the New York one?
It's actually not bad. I don't remember what it was, but it's really not bad because the flight, I think, is on point, and we're splitting an Airbnb.
Okay, so it's not too bad. It's a fun little weekend. All right.
I will back off a little bit. Okay.
We just don't like weddings. That's all.
And then there's the cost of the wedding gift, you know.
What are you getting them? What are you getting the one on Friday?
I actually already bought her a gift at her bridal shower, but we'll probably just get her, like, something else for the wedding. We haven't figured out what we're getting for either one.
Mm-hmm. What was the bridal shower gift?
It was just an Amazon gift card, so...
You went all out.
Maybe try harder. I should try harder.
It was what kind of card?
An Amazon gift card. Zero thought at all, Amanda.
And be honest with us, Amanda, for how much?
It was $50.
$50.
I'm like, I'm a poor college student.
So, okay, so that's a big amount to
that's
you.
That's a good, listen, I would go nuts over a $50 Amazon gift card.
Right.
Nuts.
So would I, because I can buy whatever I want rather than just have, like, some weird spoon.
Some weird spoon, that's right.
What are you studying in school, Amanda?
Pharmacy.
Oh, yeah.
Graduating in May.
Well, good for
you're
you.
You're going to do great.
It's a good career.
Yeah. You're going to make some good bucks, too, aren't you?
Yeah, well, let's hope so.
And free pills.
Yeah, all the free pills you want.
Oh, yeah,
when you sign up, they give you a little baggie full of pills that you can try.
Man, my wife got some sort of prescription for a sleeping medication, and she let me steal one.
We're lucky you're alive.
I'm gonna have to hit up Amanda for some freebies or some samples. Amanda, you are absolutely charming and delightful. I hope you have a great weekend and next weekend in New York, okay?
Oh, thanks. You guys too. I love you guys.
Bye, Amanda.
We love you back.
We're not going to New York.
Who knows?
See you later.
Here's Kristen. Kristen, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Hi, good morning.
Morning. Hey, what's on your mind today?
All right, so I actually have a question.
Okay,
hit it.
All right, so in 2017, I was kind of seeing a guy, but at the same time, my dog got extremely sick. They told me that he wasn't going to survive. He's my baby. I dedicated my life to him, kind of broke things off with the guy, decided while I was in the treatment with my dog, I'm going to stay single, work on myself, you know, try to be happy with being single. It used to be an issue for me, and ever since then, I actually am very confident in being single. I'm 30 years old. I don't want kids. I just moved out to Colorado a year ago from Chicago. I just feel very content, but I keep having everyone telling me, you know, you should start looking for somebody and have somebody there around with you besides just your dog. You're dedicating your whole life to your dog. Mm-hmm. But I just don't know what I want to do. Do I want to start dating? Like, I kind of try, but then I don't talk to people once they ask me out. I don't know what to do.
What's your dog's name?
Fenway.
Fenway. All right. I'm making notes here. It's a good name.
Fenway?
Fenway.
Seems like coming from Chicago, you would have named him Wrigley.
Very confusing.
Very confusing.
Quit listening to everybody. Live your life.
What? You're going to tell her just to stay single with the dog?
Stay safe. That's how she's happy. She is happy.
No, I'm not denying that. And I'm not saying you need some man to make you happy.
No, you don't.
But at the same time, I don't want you to shut the door on the possibility of happiness with another person who might become a huge dog lover.
I'm nervous. Have guys been asking you out? I didn't catch that. Was that?
Yes.
Yeah?
We'll just go out. Like, I'll meet people and I'm too scared.
Why? What are you scared of?
I don't know. I'm, like, scared that, like, I've actually had guys tell me that if we start dating, you know, I have to not bring my dog on all my hikes. He can't sleep in my bed. I'm like, nope, I don't even want to.
Well, then give those guys the boot. You're not compatible.
Find a guy who wants to take a dog on a hike and a guy who, unfortunately, likes to sleep with a dog in the bed. I mean, they're out there.
Sorry, you couldn't date us, but.
Yeah, both of us would be out.
I mean, is that a total deal breaker for you, too? Can't you just get a little doggy bed that's next to your bed if you meet a great guy?
No, he has to, like, sleep in bed with me. However, he can read the room, so if things start to spice up, he knows to leave.
Well, things are never going to spice up, Kristen,
if nobody's there.
Because you won't allow them to.
I know.
Listen, I'm going to give you a little bit of tough love here, all right? Your dog is wonderful. Fenway is wonderful. But you cannot devote 100% of your life. You shouldn't devote 100% of your life to a person, and you shouldn't devote 100% of your life to a dog.
Yeah.
You need to have a little bit of flavor in your life. And if it means that the dog has to sleep
on the floor during romance time,
then it will be okay. You're asleep, so it doesn't really matter. Don't shut the door on romance because of a dog.
I mean, it's not even just him. It's just I've become so comfortable being by myself.
Fine. You know, that's great.
That's fine.
That's the best. Listen, that's the best time to get into a relationship. The problem is with people who need to have someone
in
their life.
You're in a zero-pressure environment when it comes to your dating.
Exactly.
You're just going to go out and have fun, meet some dudes, get a free meal.
You get to have a relationship that's based on the best thing of all, which is wanting to be with someone rather than needing to be with someone. And so you're in a great position. And I want you 3 months from now to call your boys back and tell us the wonderful relationship that you have found because you opened the door.
Go get spoiled. Let a guy woo you, okay?
Just do it. You
go
deserve
get spoiled.
It.
I don't know next week, so.
Well, is he a dog guy?
What was that?
Is he a dog guy, the guy you're going out with downtown?
No, I'm moving downtown.
Oh, you're moving. I thought you said you were going out.
You'll have all these opportunities.
You'll be fine.
Just keep the door open is all I'm saying. Keep the door open. Will you do that for me?
Yes.
I love you, Kristen.
See what happens.
And I don't care who knows.
Thank you.
Careful. Fenway might get jealous.
Boy, we are going to get people mad if we don't get to every call. Can we do
more?
Can we do two more? We have to do them quickly because we got to give away some money here in a little bit.
Yep.
Okay, these last two have to be really fast, so our apologies to Scott and Sarah. We have to hurry. Scott, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Good.
We're having a great day.
What's going on?
What do you think about our advice to Kristen? Do you think that was solid or not?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, okay. I would have given the same.
You're the man. Scott, what is on your mind? Quickly.
Well, I love the show. Love you guys. Love the personalities, the games, everything. But I do have a question. I'm guessing this is something that you guys learn in DJ school or something, but
what the hell's DJ school?
Whatever training you got to be where you are now.
Training?
We got thrown on the air. Here's a job. Open
all right,
the mic,
hold on.
Let him go.
What's your question?
Like, that sounds like a great job then. The question is, when callers call in, often you will copy or reflect their tone, their mood, their sound.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
And I just wonder why you do that.
Let me ask you: do you like that we do that, or do you not? Does it bother you?
Well, it depends. When somebody is really happy and bubbly, then sure. But if
then it's contagious.
If not, then it can come across as kind of
But that allows us to be kind of dry and sarcastic along with them, which adds to the comedic value, Scott.
Right. If somebody calls us and they are morose, Scott, I will often adopt a morose tone.
Because
that allows them to communicate.
We
with
connect
us
better,
as,
right?
As equals.
Is that a connection tool?
It's and then if somebody's tool. Bubbly, we're going to be bubbly along with them, you know? We're having a great day.
Hey.
DJ school.
That's hilarious.
It's funny, Scott.
So I would also say that I'll bet a lot of times it's not even intentional. It just happens.
It's like a reflex sometimes, you know?
So,
I kind of get that.
And I think that's probably true in real life. I bet it's the same thing if you go to a cocktail party. I bet you kind of start adopting the mannerisms and the tone of the person you're talking to.
It kind of rubs off on you.
Subconscious, maybe.
Fair enough.
I always like it when the redneck guys call in, because then I can talk like this back to them, you know? What's going on there, Charlie? Yeah.
They don't think you're making fun of them.
No, you're just connecting, man. We're connecting.
Who cares?
Connecting over a natty light.
Who cares? Scooter, have a fun weekend, buddy.
Bye, Scott.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thank you for listening. Bye. I laugh my butt off at that whole DJ school thing. Are there DJ schools?
Probably.
Yeah, the broadcasting school.
Well, oh, yeah, that's right.
There is one.
I don't think they teach you that, though, do they? That would be a racket, wouldn't it?
I don't know.
Hello, Sarah. Good morning. Welcome to the show. We're out of time.
Uh-oh.
Good morning. Sarah? I just wanted to say how much I love the show. I've been waiting my whole vacation to call since usually I'm on my way to work at this time. So,
Oh, you're so sweet.
So what are you doing with your week of vacation?
Went to Estes, went to the Melting Pot. It's my 10-year anniversary with my husband, so we're just celebrating.
Ooh la la,
That's fantastic. So I have to ask, where did you meet that guy?
Church and Bible study.
Well, there you go. It's a good place to meet people.
And the reason, because we just got another letter, a Facebook message the other day from somebody saying, I need to know where you meet somebody. And my response is always, hey, for 1,000 people, there's 1,000 answers. I mean, there is no, you know, there's not a significant other aisle at Target that you go down, you know, and pick them out. And for Sarah, it was Bible study, Jeremy.
I know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. Well, happy anniversary.
Yeah. Do you guys do anything special for your anniversary besides the Melting Pot?
Did you smooch a lot?
Oh, yeah. They smooched.
That's where we got married, actually. So that's just a special place for us. It was beautiful up there. Lots of changing leaves.
Oh, up in Estes. Yeah. The elk are out and the ice cream shops and t-shirt shops.
Oh, yeah. Did you go to the Stanley? Did you stay at the Stanley?
We didn't. We just went up for the day.
Okay. All right. Listen, you are charming and delightful. Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling us on your vacation. That means a lot to us, Sarah.
Yes, I appreciate you guys. You make me laugh on my way to work every day.
You're sweet, Sarah. Have a good weekend.
Have fun, okay?
Thanks, you guys too.
Bye.
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 I'm going to say that this edition of No Filter Friday was a hit.
It's a 10 out of 10 right there.
Give it an A+ today. Thank you for the call.
Thank you, everybody.